This week, on an all-new episode of Crazy Train of Thought, brought to you by the Idiot Savants, join host Ryan Wolf, Pokemaster Troy Osborne, Sam Francisco, and Colin Freakin' Giffey for rants such as...
On aboard
the choo-choo train!
Check a look.
Welcome, everybody, to Crazy Train of Thought, brought to you by the Idiot Savants. Thank you so much for joining us today. I am your host, Ryan Wolf. We are live from Savant Studios. Joining me today, I have...
Pokemaster Troy Osborne is here.
Pokemaster Troy Osborne
back
is here.
Again, once again.
Back on the pod. Thank you for being here, Troy. It's been a while since we've sat down to record a thing. It feels good to be back in the driver's seat.
Ooh,
I still have my water sitting over here from back, like last time we recorded.
Okay, next.
But it's good RO water, right?
It is good. It never goes bad. I can't in good conscience say to drink water that's been sitting out for a month.
Wait.
It's little Stevie Wanders here.
little Sammy Wanders joins us today.
You did a good job of singing the intro song like you do every time.
Yeah,
just live every time. It's
nailed
great.
It.
You know, even though we don't record so often, it does actually take a toll, like on your throat. I need surgery next week, but you guys aren't going to pay for it.
It's all wore out. Your vocal cords are worn out.
Our Patreon's running a little thin right now.
Yeah,
come on, you guys aren't performing what we need to perform for Sam over here.
All right, next. Colin freaking Giffey's back.
Back on the pod.
Back on the pod today. Glad you're here.
Yeah, me too.
Looking nice. Got
thank you.
Button down. Yeah. I didn't know it was dress up day.
Yeah,
work. I just wore a t-shirt.
Work. I had to come straight here. You know.
I mean,
it's the life.
Don't we always just wear t-shirts besides Colin? He's always dressed up.
I'm usually wearing sweatpants and a sweatshirt. But thank you, Troy.
He's always got the fancy jobs.
Nah, I wouldn't say fancy jobs, but
fancy jobs.
I have to look nice for my job. It doesn't mean it's a fancy job. Not like somebody's butler or something. Like,
I could see you as a butler.
I totally would be. Sir?
Yeah.
You have to speak like Alfred, though.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're not a good...
Drive the rolls to fucking...
Yeah, like if I became rich and I was picking out butlers, talk. Nope. You're out. You. Come on. You know who I'm talking about. Alfred.
Give me,
Pennywise?
No, nope.
Pennyworth.
Pennywise is the clown. He's like, sir, would you like some balloons?
Ad was totally misleading in the paper.
Yeah, I was totally misleading. I didn't know you specialized in kids' birthday parties.
Yeah, fuck.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's good to be back. Like I said, we took a little bit of a hiatus there, unintended. Just couldn't really make the timing work out. We were actually planning on doing a WandaVision episode, but we haven't got the ducks in a row yet. We've got specific people that we want lined up for that show. So we're just going to do a regular show for you today. Regular Crazy Train of Thought. Obviously, game hype coming later for the people on the stream. Appreciate you checking out our show here. So let's get right down to it. Sam, what have you been doing, man?
What do you mean, what have I been doing?
It's been a while since I've talked to you. I texted you out of the blue today and said pod, and you were like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I was.
So, Sam said that in podcast form?
I'm paraphrasing.
You're not paraphrasing.
Paraphrasing Sam. He did not say fuck. That was me.
He just said yeah.
Trying to make the story more exciting.
Oh, I thought you were alluding to the fact I said yes. Like, yeah, I'll come on the pod. I don't care.
Yeah.
Also,
I mean,
that's a little surprising.
That you had no plans.
Yeah, usually I'm doing something every day, but yeah. I did my thing yesterday, and I woke up late this morning because I was there too late, and nice. I was looking online. I saw like a shock collar, but for your wrist. I don't like that.
No,
I kind of.
What do you mean?
I need like that.
Don't knock it till you try it, bro.
Is this like
it helps you wake up?
Girl, oh,
it helps you wake up. Oh, lol. You're sick.
It helps you wake up. Okay, so it's an alarm clock.
Mm-hmm. That shocks you when you wake up. And at first, I was thinking about buying this as like, hey, this will actually help me. But if I am so severely like crippled by my bad habits that I need to be shocked awake. I think maybe the problem is maybe underlying these band-aid solutions.
Having worked with you in the past,
I was hardly ever late.
Is that true?
That is true.
Okay.
That is true. Hey, I would have pointed out if it was otherwise.
To believe. No, that's super lenient where we used to work.
10 points is a kind of a lot. Usually like
in a 3 month span.
Yeah.
It's lenient.
I can be late 10 times in 3 months. Heck yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty lenient.
Yeah.
So no, you wouldn't have pointed out.
I think I've been late to a job twice.
I am also rarely late.
Like it's very.
At our last
usually
place,
it's due to weather.
At our last place, they gave you the option of coming in up to 5 minutes late.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, yeah. I'm going to clock in 5 minutes late. Like if I don't have to be there until 6:05,
an hourly wage.
I'm going to be there at 6:05.
5 minutes are going to affect.
And I hate.
Yeah, but they help salary. Me sleep. Though.
Oh, sleep in an extra 5 minutes?
Yes.
It doesn't matter. Don't pretend like it doesn't.
Freaking first world problems,
don't pretend
man.
Like it doesn't. I'm with Sam here.
I took a 10-minute nap today, and it made me feel worse.
Ooh.
Yeah. Sometimes that's how I am, especially if I take a nap, like, in the middle of the day, and it's, like, say, 3 o'clock. I wake up at 7. I'm so out of
You're
it.
You're fucked.
I'm like,
if you don't,
it's dark out? Like, and I'm so disoriented. I'm like, right. I think I should just go to bed. I can't play video games like this.
No.
Like, what am I going to do?
I mean, now it's time change, though, like...
Yeah, now it's a little later, bad. But still.
But, like a 3 or a 4, I guess it'd be a 4-hour nap that you took during the middle of the day, like...
That's 10 might wouldn't mess me up, too, because it's not long enough.
A 10-hour nap?
30 to an hour?
Nap.
I was about to say, dang, dude, like a 10-hour nap, you just go to bed.
See, my problem with naps, especially when I get home from work, is I lay down on the couch and I'm like, okay, yeah, 15 minutes, and then... At 15 minutes, I'm like, oh, man.
I just fell asleep, too.
Like, at least 15 more. I don't have anything else to do.
You, like, set alarms before you take a nap?
Well, I set a timer. So, basically, yeah, but I'll set, like, okay.
Will you wake up to those?
Yeah.
I mean, it's loud.
I would wake up.
So, yes.
Yeah.
I do wake up to those.
Oh. Now I come for circles. Sam does not.
I was taking a nap, and the only thing that woke me up in the whole house was the baby that got knocked down the stairs by the dog.
Your kid got knocked down the stairs?
It's 2 stairs, and she was halfway down, but still.
So dude, one stair, but still.
I wouldn't even have said that on the pod. Now CPS is going to come after you?
No.
Right? Ryan, you don't have Troy's contact information.
I don't know this guy. It was one flight of stairs, or like... But she was halfway down. It's fine.
I saw a video today where a guy actually pulled a prank on his wife. The newborn kid, I think he replaced it with a doll. I say I think because I probably should double check. People put like laughing faces on Facebook, and so
I saw laughing faces.
He's holding the baby, and she's like, be careful with him. And he's like, all right, I will. I'm gonna go put her upstairs in her crib. So he starts walking up the stairs, and she's like, hold on to the rail. He's like, I'm fine. And then he walks the baby into the room, but then comes out again with the baby and starts leaning over the edge of the of the stairs. And she's like, you're too far, back up. He's like, oh, sorry. And he keeps talking to her, and then he does it again. And eventually she just drops it, and they're both freaking out. And like,
yo, oh that's God. Cruel.
Yeah, that is so cruel.
So cruel.
I would die.
Child.
I would die.
Dude, he's like mama bear, like, instincts and kick in, and she, like, straight up killed him in, like, a frenzy or something.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I would die.
Scratched his eyes out.
I would die.
Fuck, man. Yeah, that's dark.
Yeah, it's really dark. So I don't know why. I
don't know why you brought it up. I'm gonna cut that part out.
Troy was literally talking about dog kicking his baby down the stairs. No, sorry, it was half a step. My bad.
That's like some Logan Paul level, like sort of like cringy prank where like he's like,
I'm gonna drop your baby.
Like I thought. It's true though. Like I saw like one where he's like up in like a sky, like a skyscraper. No, it's just a tall building. I hate saying skyscrapers. Like 5 floors. And he's like in a glass, like in like a glass window, scraper. Waving at all his like fans are like 9 and 10 year olds, right?
Right, right.
And like they play a prank where like someone has like a shotgun paintball, right, with red paint in it, and they blow him away, like on the glass pane, and everybody's freaking out in the crowd, like someone just freaking murdered like him in front of our eyes. But you can't like open the window; it's a building, and like. It's just a prank. No, he's dead is what they think. It's not cool.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Speaking of messed up, do you want to hear a funny story?
Yeah, before we get to that, you were saying about the YouTube, or the, you said you were watching Facebook that happened on?
Yeah.
Real, do you guys, Troy, you probably remember this, but you two may be too young. I thought of this the other day, and thanks, I wanted to bring it up on the pod. Who remembers Kicked in the Nuts?
Like, a video, or like, so I've been kicked in the nuts, if that's what you're asking.
YouTube series.
Doesn't happen anymore.
At the advent of YouTube, when Troy and I were in at the early stages of high school, probably ninth grade, and there was a YouTube series stemming from Jackass, I suspect, called Kicked in the Nuts. And it was also a website. It was also a website. So this guy dresses up like a clown.
Pennywise.
And he runs around and kicks people in the nuts. So it's just a video, like his buddy filming the fucking video. He's got a camcorder. And his buddy's filming it, and they just be walking down the street. This guy's like walking down the street doing, and he's not playing on his phone because it wasn't really a thing then.
Yeah.
But he just runs up in a fucking clown costume and kicks dudes in the nuts.
Yeah, that sounds.
And then they just double over and they're swearing and angry and shit.
And then he
goes, he goes, my friend, you're on Kicked in the Nuts. And he points at the camera. You're on Kicked in the Nuts. And
that's hilarious. The fact that he does the camera point makes it so funny.
And the guy, you know, who just got kicked, if he's in on the joke, if he's seen Kicked in the Nuts, they're all like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they're just holding their nuts.
Oh,
yeah.
Kicked in the Nuts. I love that show. But sometimes people got really angry.
Oh, yeah. I wonder. Yeah. If someone randomly came off the street and kicked me in the nuts, I'd be pissed.
If they had not heard of kickedinthenuts.com, I don't know if that's still a thing. We can try.
No, it kind of reminds me of something with beyondstupidvideos.com. Do you remember that? That was the thing either before YouTube or during the rivalry of YouTube.
Is it like E-Bomb's World?
What do you mean E-Bomb's?
E-Bomb's World was another like video hosting that site, kind of like YouTube, except like sometimes you could have not... Very good
videos on there. I think stupid videos was usually like just like stupid stuff,
like fails, like
funny stuff, okay. fails, yeah. Stuff like that. People getting kicked in the nuts, whatever. So it was never. My parents let me watch it, and I was pretty young. So like, I think if it was really that bad,
they would have
stupid videos. But it had like every video had an intro like stupid videos. And it's like, it would like that sing it.
Maybe sounds a little bit.
I wonder if it's still a thing.
I always think of the creepy website from back in the day.
Which one?
I can't think of what it's called now.
Troy's previous travels in the dark web.
Yeah. You know, that one creepy website back in the day.
The one that everybody was like, don't go to this website because it had all these weird, creepy stories. But I don't remember which one it is now.
Are you just talking about creepypastas?
No.
Freaking Wikipedia.
No, this is like previous to creepypastas. I'm not sure that I remember that.
Creepy website. Was it MSN.com?
It was before that. No. During that time.
There was some weird shit on YouTube at the beginning of YouTube.
This wasn't even YouTube, though. This was literally just a website of a bunch of creepy stories and like... of horrible things that people have done to other people, and
do you remember the Darwin Awards?
I remember the Darwin Awards.
Those were good.
My dad would always tell me, "You're going to be on the Darwin Awards."
Did he really say that? Yeah,
he says, "Don't end up on the Darwin Awards."
Right,
but he said you would win a Darwin Award.
Does anybody know if any of those were true? Is that
some of them were? I mean,
they're fucking funny.
Yeah,
absolutely funny. Do you remember Darwin Awards, Colin?
No.
Man. It's when you got a Darwin Award lookalike contest and you won if you got look like a Darwin.
So it's just like stories of people doing the dumbest shit that you could possibly think of and dying.
Oh, wow.
So like Charles Darwin, you would get a Darwin Award because you have eliminated yourself from the gene pool by doing this stupid fucking thing.
Wow.
One of the stories, the only one that I remember right now, is there was a guy, supposedly, according to this Darwin Awards thing, which I don't know if this was a website or how this story, like, yeah, I just heard it at school. So there was a guy who ate a bunch of beans and burritos sealed himself into his room and farted the oxygen out.
It's not
of
true.
The room.
It's not true.
You don't think that's
it's
true?
It's not true.
Okay.
There's no.
I'm just saying.
He goes, okay.
I don't know. I don't know if it's true or not.
I heard this too. I heard it was an old man. It's not true.
Dude, okay.
So stupid right. videos came popular around 2006. So YouTube started in 2005. Right. So I think it was actually around before YouTube. It didn't come popular until after YouTube.
So in 2006, released. You would have been...
Six.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is the intro. This is
okay.
2 seconds
let's hear it.
Long.
Stupid videos.
You don't remember that?
I don't like that it's off key.
I wouldn't videos. Know that.
It sounds like it's going stupid videos. It's going stupid videos. As all if I was on
the
key.
Website.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, all right. It. Let me have it. Let me have it.
Take this recording.
The website is no longer up. This person said I went on it last in like 2016 or 2017.
Son of a bitch. So.
That sucks.
The way of Halo 2 servers.
Dude, that's back, when, yeah, that's back when I was playing Halo 2. Yeah.
All right, let's hear your story, Sam.
Tell us.
Story.
So this was not in the too far away past, but it was Easter, actually. So,
okay. Easter this year?
Yeah, Easter this
okay,
year.
Okay, so just days ago.
Yeah, just a couple days ago.
Yeah.
So
shh, don't tell them. Don't tell,
don't tell the audience. Don't tell they might okay, figure yeah. out what day
yeah,
I was
Easter
alive.
This year. Sorry. Sorry. Go ahead.
It dates the podcast, guys. Uh-oh. So I was, it was Easter, and my my friend's girlfriend was receiving her first communion. She was, like, coming into the church and everything like that. And we're like, hey, we're going to be there. She lives out in like 4 hours away, right? 4 hours.
Okay.
Wow. So we're like, we're going to go there.
So
we're,
you're going to go to 4 hours away to see this...
This, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all maybe right. it was like three. I gave myself some extra,
three is
extra
like
points
four.
There.
Yeah.
Three
he's
is like four.
He's like, yeah, I'm extra humble.
Yeah, so I went anyways. We're me and my girlfriend, we get dressed up, we go and we're driving down and stuff like that, and we're surprisingly like not fighting in the car. For some reason, we don't fight ever except when we're in the car. Like, the car is just like instantly, like she'll like chew food. I'm like, freaking shut up right now.
Wow.
Should be like, you smell, you stink. It doesn't go like that.
Just saying, what is going on?
No.
My wife and I do not fight in the car.
I don't know.
You cannot escape the other person
that's
in
exactly
the vehicle,
it. Yeah,
Sam.
Yeah.
Like, that's a bad place to stage a fight.
The car like, is that, where you finally get to talk like adults.
That should be a Mortal Kombat arena. Like, you can't
the
fucking
car.
Leave that area.
You can't leave that area until one of you KOs the
that's
other.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
It'd be a better
word fatality. Like,
yeah.
Murder.
So anyways, we get all the way down there. And so beforehand, before we were going there, it was her brother's birthday, right? And so right. we were hanging out. We went to the arcade. We had a lot of fun. We went to like eat out the next day. I mean, we were spending like a lot of time. We played like Super Smash Bros. With him for a while. A lot of fun was had getting like, we're really close, like family thing, right? So we get all the way down. Like 3 hours later, and we're like, all right, we're going to meet you at this restaurant. Are you almost here? You're like, yeah, we're like 2 minutes out. We're just trying to find a parking spot. Meanwhile, we just get a call and says, hey, so her brother just got like tested positive for COVID.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. And so we go, oh, shoot. So we like, hey, could we still hang out and like, and stuff? She's like, well, let me ask people. They say no.
All right. You asked if you could still hang out?
Well, yeah, that's the responsible thing to do. Anyways,
no, I would have just not done it. Like, hey, I got exposed to COVID. Sorry.
Oh, well, if it's outdoor dining and stuff like that, I don't know. Like, one of them has already had COVID, and if they have vaccines, whatever.
Oh man, I don't.
Not everybody has vaccines.
Continue.
Though.
Continue.
If I understand
no,
what you're
yeah,
saying.
If they have no risk, there is no
I
risk.
Don't, I
and
don't.
Nobody understand. In Indiana has a vaccine, so.
Wait, what?
Nobody in Indiana has a
sure?
vaccine because nobody wants it in Indiana. Unless
yeah,
you're forced to get it.
So anyways. Right.
Anyways.
Anyways, they say no. We go, okay, we're going to go back back then. We'll just go back. So I missed Easter.
Because you spent 6 hours in the car?
I spent 6 hours in the car. Couldn't go to Mass, missed Easter, and just got back home. And like Lent had just ended, but I was like, wow. This is like, it feels like Lent just started again.
What'd you give up for Lent?
This is various things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I various don't really things. Like to talk about it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Yeah, it was like a huge bummer. It was just like,
yeah.
Wow, we really did nothing all that Saturday. We actually didn't fight so much. It was
okay, I was going to ask, like, you guys fought on the way down there, and then get there, and you immediately turn around to get back in the car and fight again?
No, I totally forgot about this part, though. So, like, my girlfriend loves Greek things. So, like, she's been in Greece in, like, a couple times, and she loves it, right?
Okay.
So she's like, I was like, okay, we're going to make this, we're going to make this work. We're going to, I'm going to make it up to you, right? We're going to go out and get Greek food at the place called the Trojan Horse. And anyways, that should have been the first flag.
Yeah, it's a Greek place called the Trojan Horse.
Yeah, so guess what? It wasn't like what we thought.
What was it?
The food was cold, and it was nothing like anything. She's like, this isn't Greek food. Like, it's not how it's made. And it just came out of the freezer, and they forgot our waters. So it's like, she's like on the verge of tears. I'm like, I'm sorry. Listen, I don't know how I'm going to make this work.
Yeah.
I went and got tested and stuff, so I'm all clear. Good. Like, nothing there, so.
Well, that's why we didn't record last week, because my sister and Madeline were supposed to be on, but both of them got exposed to COVID, so.
Yeah.
It's like.
I already have it. It's fine.
Damn it!
2 weeks off of work.
Yes.
I've been sneezing. Watery eyes due to allergies, but it's definitely not COVID because it's been going on for the past 2 weeks.
It's been going on basically.
I was down with COVID for a week and a half. So was, 2 weeks, week and a half.
I was down with the sickness, dude.
What?
Actually, both of my brothers.
I did not expect that from
both
Sam.
Of my brothers had COVID last year in the summertime to fall. Both of them had it, and they still haven't gotten their taste back.
Really?
Holy.
That's the thing I'm scared
about. They both
about
don't
the most.
Like Coca-Cola.
No.
Like they can't
way.
Drink Coke. My brother Michael's favorite thing is Cherry Coke. He has to drink Dr. Pepper now.
Oh god.
Yeah, he said Cherry Coke. He's like, Cherry Coke doesn't taste the same. I can't taste it.
How so, tragic.
Yeah, he's so pissed off about it. Yeah, you can't taste it. And I'm like, that's how I know I definitely haven't had it yet because I can taste everything great.
So,
in fact, I think I have a better palate right now than Gordon Ramsay does. So,
weird thing about COVID is when you do get your taste back, the first thing I had to have was a McDonald's triple cheeseburger.
Oh, dude, I believe it. Either that or a Whopper.
Yeah, it's like something that I know what it tastes like.
Yeah, Big Mac is
boy,
what I say.
I bet it's been a good year since I've had McDonald's hamburger.
Someone said good Coke's bad.
Humble brag.
Evil Nation said good. Coke's bad. Coke is not bad.
Hi, Ty.
Coke. Cocaine is bad. Coca-Cola is where it's at.
Have you guys tried Mango Pepsi?
No.
Ooh, I kind of
like heard. I bought it for my wife.
It's all
and
right.
She said, that's terrible.
What did she expect?
Yeah.
It's fucking Mango Pepsi.
So I bought it for her, right. Thinking she likes mango
things. What's the color?
You can try it. Just what? Pepsi color.
Oh, no. So it's like almost like a cherry Coke. So yeah. How like mango isn't the main feature. It's actually a cola still.
They throw like a banana or something, like or a different fruit in there every other month. Like
yeah.
Like they just like a vat. They just have like a freaking cornucopia. They go whoop. Let's try apple.
Try apple. It's better than Coke with lime.
So bro, well, I don't know why you gotta keep hating on Coke with lime.
Why does anyone drink anything with lime? It's either be beer, tequila. It's gotta be like alcohol
like
with
chips.
Lime.
Why do you drink anything with lime?
Like all these good things I'm gonna mention now.
Like lime in a drink, the only thing that makes sense would be alcohol. I don't think, Coke with lime.
Have you ever heard of a Sprite?
Yeah, that's lemon lime. There's lime in it.
Yeah.
Real lime.
Have you ever heard of limeade?
Is there, though?
You ever heard of water with the lime? Lime
with the
water?
Lime in the coconut?
You ever heard of stone? Limestone?
Okay.
Let's get into some video games.
Yeah, let's talk some video games. That's enough bullshit.
Did anybody play video games?
I played a fuck ton of games.
I played really old games.
Even I played video
the
games.
The oldest of games.
I played a game that I don't know if Ryan will let me talk about.
What is it? No, you're right.
Just that bad, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get to that, Troy. I want to talk about zombies. I know we
I played that with you.
Dove in pretty deep. You did, and we'll touch on that. We dove in pretty deep to Call of Duty, back on the Call of Duty episode. I believe that's called CODBOCW.
It's a lot of letters.
You gonna make it there?
Because how God does their acronyms.
I did it. Yeah, it's so stupid.
Yep.
It's still a stupid name. Yep. But Rachel said that she wanted to play a game with me, and I had been touching on Modern Warfare. I'd been checking in with Modern Warfare and doing some multiplayer there because I really like Modern Warfare.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's really
good. Fucking game. So I was doing just some multiplayer games, not really anything like I'm not trying to place first in Warzone or any dumb shit like that. Like,
well, then what are you doing?
Just playing.
If you're not going to be first in Warzone, if you ain't first, you're last.
You're last.
Yeah. I get it. I know. That's why I wasn't playing Warzone. So, Rachel says, "Oh, I want to play a game with you, but I don't want to play Modern Warfare." And I was like, "Okay." Cuz she was really high on Cold War when it came out.
Yeah.
And so I did not really care for Cold War or the way it controlled or the maps. Like, there's a lot of shitty thing about all of that those fucking things. Game.
All of it. Except for zombies.
So, fired up Cold War, like, "All right, fine. Let's do some Cold War." They released a skin, guys.
Yeah.
And it is it's an assault rifle skin. I usually use LMGs.
I don't know why you're using your gun skins, man.
Easier to see for sure, but like
no,
it looks cool.
Know what I'm saying? Like, did you spend money on said gun?
Well, that's where I was going. I did. Jesus. I did buy said skin.
You accidentally bought the battle pass.
So what had happened was, listen, what had happened was I said, "That's a cool fucking gun. It's like an ice dragon gun."
Ice Drake.
Thank you, Troy. Yes.
That is a cool
and I
gun.
Thought I would like to shoot that gun. So I went ahead and I bought some Call of Duty points. And that skin's like $20. Like, it's pretty expensive.
The heck?
Wait, so it's just purely cosmetic?
Yeah.
It's not a new gun?
Well,
it's all cosmetic. It's not a new gun.
So it is.
So it's going to perform. You said, "I would like to shoot that gun."
It shoots the bullets, and they look like icicles.
Okay, that's cool.
And when people die, it has a dismemberment effect.
Okay.
And
if you do the look at my gun thing, it turns like it grows wings and it flies.
So I didn't know that.
Yes.
Maybe we'll touch on that in a second.
Hey, look at my gun.
So I bought this skin and then I look at my I scroll down in the Call of Duty points section, and you can actually buy Call of Duty points and get another skin pack for the same price that I paid by just buying points. So I was like, "What the fuck? I got gypped. I could have got this other skin pack for the same amount of money. I spent my $20 and I got effed."
Yes, you did.
So
you got effed in the A.
I got effed in the A. So I contact Microsoft.
Oh my God.
And I said, "Look, Microsoft, here's what I did. I wanted to buy this thing. I accidentally bought this thing. Can I have refund my money me. Back? Refund me, please." And Microsoft said, "Yep, here you go. Here's your $20 back."
I said,
"Sweet. All right, thanks." So they did not take away my Call of Duty points. So I got $40 worth of Call of Duty points for $20. I got my skin pack that I wanted. I bought the additional skin pack with the points, you know. And so now I've got a bunch of extra Call of Duty points.
Found a way to hack it.
Yeah. I got a bunch of extra points in my account. So I said, "Okay, well, should I buy another dumb skin?
I should just spend all these really fast before they take them away."
You should exploit that and just like hack, like get like $100.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You can only do it so many times. So I should have, you know, and I had like my excuse.
Hey, Microsoft.
It's a per time basis.
Me again.
So somebody assesses at Microsoft whether or not they're going to give you back your refund and whether it's valid. Like, I've gotten it a couple of times because I bought like the regular version of a game when the deluxe was on sale or whatever. And said, like, "Okay, refund me for that game and take it out of my account. And then I will have, you know, I'll buy the deluxe version or whatever."
Yeah.
So they do refunds sometimes, and I just checked their website. They are still giving refunds for Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
On their website, indefinite refunds for Cyberpunk.
So if I could buy it now.
You can buy it now and still
get it. What about the physical copies?
I might just do that.
I don't know about physical copies.
Be able to give
copies.
It back? Yeah, my digital.
But yeah, so I got all these extra Call of Duty points.
It's like renting.
I accidentally bought the Battle Pass.
Accidentally.
So when you click on the Battle Pass thing, there's not like a, "Hey, are you sure you want to purchase this" screen, which is what I was expecting.
So no, there's always a, you hold A to buy this thing button.
I don't know what screen I was in. I cannot verify the legitimacy of that.
Normally, when you buy things on Call of Duty with Call of Duty points, you can't just tap A and buy it really fast. To spend your COD points, you got to kind of hold the button down.
I don't even know how to do this. Remember?
Because I don't spend money on stupid shit.
So anyways, I buy the battle pass.
I do spend a lot of money on dumb stuff.
My first 20 levels of the battle pass, and now I've blown a fuck ton of my points that I had saved up by Microsoft refunding my money. So now I'm like kind of mad about it. I'm like, well, now I can't buy the skin that I wanted to buy. So my choice was to go ahead and level up my battle pass to level 100.
Good job. You went full circle.
So
how did you do that so fast, by the way?
So I'm not at 100 yet. I'm at 90. So,
but still.
The weekend that I bought this, it was a triple-double weekend. So it was double account XP, double weapon XP, double battle pass XP.
Mm, triple-double booger.
So I said, well, I know what I'm doing this weekend. And I played Call of Duty the entire weekend, and I have been...
What were you playing, though, on Call of Duty?
I played zombies, so that weekend, I played zombies, and I jumped into a match by myself. Rachel wasn't playing with me at this time, because I like zombies quite a bit, and I didn't really know how to play it, so I decided to jump in. So I'm playing with three other people, obviously, four-player team, and... these two guys are talking back and forth. Obviously, they had microphones, and I thought they were like buddies because they were talking like they were friends, but I could not understand what the one guy was saying. But the kid that was on there, seemed like he knew what he was doing. So we ended up actually failing that round. Our buddy quit, and he sucked real bad. So I grabbed my mic, so I was talking to the kid while we were playing.
Is this where I come in?
Yeah.
They had a buddy who sucked, and then they got me.
Yeah.
It wasn't good.
So after we fail that match, the kid that I was playing with, Mason, he says, you know, do you want to friend me, and we'll play zombies together? I'm like, okay, sure. So me and Mason start playing a round of zombies, and he goes into a private match. So... with a private match, nobody else joins, but you can still do all the XP and all the stuff like that. You still get all those bonuses. And so he's teaching me how to play zombies. Like, obviously, I've played zombies in the past, but I don't know all the specifics about
the new zombies
and the new maps and all that. So he taught me how to craft the Wonder Weapon. And Troy joined us eventually, and I think you joined us on the first round, actually.
Yeah.
So Troy played.
What map was this on that you played? What map was
original?
Die Machine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's showing me all this stuff, and like he was a badass. Yeah. So we're asking him questions. I'm like, "How old are you, man?" He's like 12.
Good.
Like, all right. And he goes, "How old are you?"
12.
Are you going to tell your mom?
Yeah. Yes. I'm like,
probably shouldn't be in this lobby with you.
Declined friend request.
No, that's how I was when I was a kid. Like,
yeah.
I played the crap out of video games and became good at it.
Right.
Yeah.
And I wanted to bring him up specifically on the podcast because, like, super nice kid, super patient with me, like, seemed happy to teach me how to play this fucking game. And, like, I probably wouldn't be like still playing zombies if he hadn't have like showed me all those things. So like he knew all the glitches, he knew all the tricks to get extra points. So while me and him were playing, he goes, he showed me how to do the invincibility laydown glitch. So you have to, for that one, you have to lay down, so pull a zombie to you, and preferably that you have one left. Lay down when you have 60 health or less during them hitting you, and you can see on the bar it says your health. So you got to lay down at 60 health or less, and then be hit while you're on the ground, and then you'll go down but not out. And then while you're in down but not out mode, you have to kill one of the two zombies that you have left with your pistol. And then you have to shoot the rest of your ammo out of your pistol. And then your buddy has to revive you who's in the, also in the map. So once you're revived, then when you lay down, the zombies will no longer be able to hit you. Now, we found that one to be a little bit glitchy. Like, it would work sometimes for sure.
Oh, yeah.
It would depend on what level of terrain you were on.
Oh, yeah. So, like, because if
you...
flat spot.
Exactly, exactly. If you were a little bit pitched or whatever, the zombies would still be able to hit you. Yeah, I get that. So, that one we didn't really find as reliable as it probably could be, you know, if you found a better spot in the map. So, there's another one. There's another one at the plane in Dive Machine where if
the wing,
you...
like the giant...
Yeah, so it's right at the plane wing. It's at the end of the plane wing and the beginning of, like, the fuselage of the plane.
Okay.
Because it's a little bit buried in the earth. So there's a very specific spot where if you get Juggernaut and you, again, leave two zombies alive at the end of the round. So last two zombies alive, you go to, like, the window of the plane on the outside of the plane. And then you just push yourself into the plane. And you've got to, like, stand up, sit down, stand up, sit down, stand up, sit down. And the zombies hitting you, well, I look like it does enough with your character movement with the zombies hitting you to push you into the fuselage. So when I actually went down and I saw Mason scream because he accomplished this, and he's in, like, this fucking nether world where he can see through the ground and he can shoot zombies while he's underneath the earth here.
Yeah, once you run out of ammo, though.
Yes. Yeah. So you've got to rely on your buddy outside to get max ammo, and that's primarily the way that you would. Okay. You know,
oh, but if
get,
your buddy dies, it feels.
If your buddy dies,
if your buddy dies, and then you run out of ammo, you're
kind
of
done. Right.
Wow.
So while
it seems
he
like
was,
a kind of a pointless glitch.
While he was in that mode, that glitch, he found a secret tunnel to the basement.
What?
So if you go over by the tree, there's a. There's a rock.
There's a way out.
If you go over by the rock, you can fall through, and you actually fall into where you do the pack-a-punch.
Yeah.
And, like, he went down because he didn't have
the... shortcut to the pack-a-punch.
Yeah. Yep. So you actually... And I don't know if you can turn it on like that, because we had already unlocked everything and opened it up.
Yeah.
But, like...
I don't think you can.
It's crazy.
But
what a crazy fucking thing. And I was like... How many times did it take people smashing their head against this fucking map, like
to figure that out?
To figure out that glitch.
His dad worked at Microsoft.
Did the one work?
Right.
Did the one work where it like because I was quitting?
Okay, so yeah, the last one that we did. Thank you for bringing that up, Troy. Yeah. The very last glitch that we did.
I want to know that I helped.
By this time, Rachel has joined us. We're on like 22.
Yeah,
22, and Troy's and it's like 2 a.m. Troy's like, I have to fucking go to bed. Fuck you guys. he goes, okay, let's do the monkey bomb glitch that I was telling you guys about. All right. So we get one zombie. Rachel's running that zombie around. Me, Troy, and Mason all go to the beginning of the map, the very start where you were dropped in from the helicopter. And the monkey bomb glitch is you take a monkey bomb and you look... So usually the first door that you open, that's next to the evac, the evac station. So not the one where you go to do the Wonder Weapon, the other one.
Wait.
So where you exfil, your little exfil radio, the door next to the exfil radio.
Okay.
So you look at that doorway, but you're off to the side. So you're looking at that wall and then you take a monkey bomb. You activate it, but it has to be the person who wants to not play anymore. So Troy took the monkey bomb and he activates it. He throws it at the wall, lets it hit the wall and then bounce back towards him. And before it hits the ground, Troy pauses the game or the game gets paused rather because Mason had to pause the game. He was a party leader. So he pauses, Mason paused the game. Troy leaves the game, still in pause mode. So Mason waits until he sees the little like Deadeye 887 has left the lobby or whatever. So he unpauses the game. The monkey bomb drops to the ground, explodes. But when you look down at the explosion, there's a monkey bomb still there. So the glitch is
it's the zombies will attack.
The zombies all come to the monkey bomb except for dogs and bosses. And they just pull on the monkey bomb. They never hit you. They never go attack you. And you can just stand in that area and just fucking light them up.
I think we need to play some zombies tonight, dude.
And he goes, and on. So Mason's got his crossbow. He's trying to fucking get purple camo, like the camo, the max camo for the crossbow. So he's just shooting crossbow bullets. And like, I leveled out my shotgun that I had, the Gallo that I had, and or Gallo that I had. And he goes, yeah, if you max out your weapon, just go ahead and go grab one off the wall and do another one that you want to do. Because it's double XP, it's double account XP, it's double battle pass XP. So we made it to level 47. And we did, so we got the Wonder Weapon, did all that shit. We did trials the whole time.
Yeah,
so we got a bunch of...
Yeah, trials are awesome because everybody can get a Wonder Weapon.
Mason gave me the Wonder Weapon.
Yeah, because he was like, I don't need this anymore. I got another one.
Yeah.
I was like, this thing is awesome.
So the trials, we could really only do the ones where it said kill a lot of zombies, you know, because they were all
in a certain location.
Yeah, or stand at a certain location, because like, obviously we can just stand at a certain location. It's not a big deal. As long as it's not right there.
And it's never right there.
It would never be right there, because it's, you know, like, it could be that section of the map.
Killing zombies from a high point, too, that's always fun. You stand on the wing.
So you can stand on a different, you can stand on a high part of that map. So like, I just, Rachel and I mean,
that's how you
kills and
upgraded your
stun grenades and like, it was great. C4, fucking throw C4, you get 200 fucking kills. Like, it was so good. And then you just have to wait for the zombies to replenish. So we went ahead.
I wonder if I could quit and then rejoin.
We tried that. So
I think you can.
So Rachel and I and Mason did the entire loop of all of the Easter eggs, and we actually finished Zombies. Like, we did the official ending of Zombies by unlocking all those Easter eggs, and that was super fucking cool. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know how people would do this regularly.
About that one dude at the end of the game.
Yes. Yeah. So there's a zombie.
What's his name? I can't remember his name. Just the Z. Something crazy. Some weird Russian name.
Yeah.
But yeah,
That was super cool. That was real, and I could not have done that without Mason. So Mason's on fucking YouTube, and he's like, and I can hear it in his microphone. He's like watching videos, like, all right, what do we have to do?
Yeah,
now,
me and
man?
Phil did that. Yeah, yeah. We have to watch YouTube videos
The best part was the thing that I remember the most about playing with Mason was it was just you, me, and him, and he says, "Oh, my buddy's online," and so. He's like, I'll be right back. I'm going to join his party or invite him to the party.
Yeah.
Or that's what he said. I'm going to invite this guy to the party if you guys are cool with it. And we're like, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Because we were in an Xbox Live party.
So he invites his buddy. His buddy pops in. Hey, X kills so-and-so. Do you want to teach? I'm teaching these guys how to do the glitches in Zombies. You want to help me? And then there was dead silence. And then he left the party. So the guy joined the party, didn't say a word.
Yep.
Mason says, you want to help me teach these guys zombies? He says nothing, leaves the party, invited Mason to another party. So Mason leaves our party.
LOL.
Goes to that party, and then comes back and says, yeah, apparently he didn't want to help us. I was like, I got that from the first.
Yeah, I got
that much was clear. Thank you.
Is that what I'm playing with?
Thank you, Mason.
I understand that sometimes, especially when you're going online with the thought of I want to get some high rounds, and then somebody says, "Hey, I'm going to teach. Want to teach some people some zombies?" I'm like, ooh.
"No, I don't."
Yeah, because I'm trying to get high rounds. You know,
I have to work in the morning. I want to work in video game time.
Yeah. So Mason and I on Sunday, after we finished all that, we should have gotten to level 50 because you get a medal for going to level 50.
Yep.
But we failed at level 47. Like, oops. But Mason says when you do the monkey bomb thing, it's actually kind of hard to exfil because you've got to kill.
You got to kill them in that area.
Yeah. And they're not there. Yeah. So.
And you can't shoot at the monkey bomb and explode it.
We didn't try that. Hmm. So on Sunday, I woke up. So we went to bed at like 3 on technically Sunday morning. And then I woke up at 9 and I turned my Xbox on. Rachel's still sleeping. I turned the Xbox in the bedroom on. I'm like, I'll play some multiplayer while Rachel's sleeping. I don't know if she's going to get up anytime soon. So it's like 8:30 or 9 o'clock. And get on Call of Duty, start playing some multiplayer. I have not even gotten into a match, and I get a party invite from Mason. Like, motherfucker, did you go to bed?
Did you ask him that?
So I was like, well, I can't do this right now. Like, my headset's out in the living room. I can't really talk to him. So I ignored it. So, like, 5 minutes later, another party invite.
Yeah, like, that's fuck, how it God is, it. Man.
Dude, he's probably like e-learning while he's gaming with you right now.
So I grab my phone and I text him. I'm like, hey, or I message him on Xbox.
You say, I was like, wait, you already got a 12-year-old's number off of Xbox?
Message him on Xbox. And I'm like, hey, man, don't
hey, mom.
I can't really play right now. He's like, okay, no problem. So we go ahead and play later on Sunday, and he and I did a bunch of tests, like, can you bail out of the match and then come back in? Like, how does that work? We came to the consensus that once you do the glitch with the monkey bomb, like, on Call of Duty server side, it says, like, nothing comes up, like, it doesn't stop you from doing it or anything like that. But on the server side, it seems like
They think you're still there.
They glitch it. Yeah, it's either they think you're still there or you can't join the match because it's glitched.
Oh, so they watch for that kind of stuff.
And I tried to join the match after doing it. He tried to join the match after doing it. It kind of requires a third person. We never made it work.
Doesn't want to play anymore.
Yeah, that doesn't want to play anymore. So when I was playing with Mason on Sunday, it's like, we did finally play zombies, and it ended up being like probably around 4. We'd been playing for like 3 hours, and my cousin Jeff hopped in and played with us a little bit. Rachel played with us a little bit, but Jeff had to leave, so it's just me and Mason playing zombies. And we'd been playing this map for a while. We were in the 30s, I think, so it was pretty difficult by this point. And we're getting close to X filling. Oh, it was late 20s. We're getting close to X filling. And it's probably like 26, and his mom comes in and she says, hey, Mason, you need to get off the game and go clean your room. And so he was like, yeah, I'll get off the game when this is done. And it might have even been it was earlier than that, because at 25 you can exfil. And I was like, hey, man, do you want to exfil at 25? Because you've got to go clean your room.
And he was like, no, that bitch don't know no better.
Yeah, he was like, he didn't say that. But he was like, no, I'm good. Like, okay. I heard your mom say that.
No, listen here, young
no
man.
No big deal. Doesn't matter to me. Not my mom. So we don't exfil at 25. Jeff leaves at like level 26. So now it's just Mason and I trying to wreck these zombies and make it to the exfil round if we possibly can. So on level 27, his mom comes back in the room. She's like, hey, you're still playing that game? I told you to get off there. And he's like, yeah, I know. I'm not finished with this match yet. And she was like, well, it better be done soon. So she leaves. And like, level 29, she comes back in. She's like, Mason, I told you you needed to go clean your room. You need to get off that game. And he's like, it's not done yet. And so like, they have a little bit of an argument.
Mason has left the party.
They have a little bit of an argument. And then when she leaves the room, obviously, and she's like, he goes, she doesn't understand how zombies work. And I'm like, yeah, I bet she doesn't. Like,
adults.
Yeah, adults. Like,
no, the bad
Mason
thing
is damn near old enough to like be my kid.
Yeah,
like,
I was gonna say the bad thing is his mom could be our age.
Right, exactly.
Like, very well exactly. Could be our age.
So I'm like, I better not say anything. I'm not gonna get involved in this at all. So we ended up X-filling, and we did it on level 30. And we were both almost dead. It's like the closest match of zombies I've ever had. And then he left. He went to presumably clean his room.
I bet he didn't.
It was phenomenal. Just, that was great. Playing with Mason was great. Really nice kid. Zombies is fun. Anybody who hasn't played zombies.
The zombies is fun to clown around in. I like clowning in zombies.
It was super cool. That took a little bit longer to tell that story than I thought it would.
That's okay. That's a good story.
Sam, you played Sea of Thieves.
I did.
Hear about that a little bit.
It was the worst experience of my
Colin
life.
Colin likes what? That game.
No, I love Sea of Thieves.
Oh, okay.
Although, there was something that actually made me more mad than I've been in like a long time.
I was having fun. Me and my roommates, we all play Sea of Thieves because it's super cross-platform. So we're like, hey, hey, it's gamer time, boys. Let's get on the old I don't know, video game console of your choice. And and then we all hopped on.
Do you guys have it on Game Pass or do you own it on Steam?
I own it on Steam. They probably Game Pass or whatever. I don't know.
Gotcha.
But yeah, we get in there and we're like sailing the seven seas. And I am actually like, I love when you first start out and it's like, hey, this is where you're going to start. The world's like a big place out there. You're going to see lots of crazy things. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to have a grand adventure. I'm going to have lots of fun. Like, and it,
that game is really good at making you feel like that.
It is. And then I get into the game and I'm like, all right, I'm going to pick up right where I left off here and resume my adventure after I return from some snacks. So I quit the game. I go back. I boot it up. It's like, welcome to the tutorial again. Oh, I go, what the heck? Yo, why am I? Because I started in a different tavern. I was like, something's wrong. Right. Something's wrong. Because I started at this island and now I'm in an entirely different island.
You're in a different server.
Yeah, exactly. So this is my thing now. So I'm like, all right. So it's like not as big of a world as I thought it was. And it's not like massive MMO. It's like, you know, it's just like a multiplayer little like GTA. You know, right. You got like five or six guys thrown in the mix and you play with them. Now, I will say that it was kind of fun, you know, messing around with people and like, you know, oh, ahoy there, I'm so-and-so and I'm here to plunder thy booty or something like that.
Whoa. Yeah.
And I would not.
Well done.
Yeah, but because they've got a lot more experience than I do. Another guy, I don't know, I was trying to get into role play and my roommate was like, hi, we're pirates, like... want to talk? And we're like talking. He's like, wow, that guy was really nice. I'm like, bro, we're pirates. We're not supposed to be nice. Like,
it's a plunder, bro.
Like, I understand like the community's like, it's cool if it's friendly, but honestly, I don't think I want to be like friendly, like a friendly pirate. A good pirate never steals anybody's property. It's like, we should have blown him up and taken his stuff and like fed him to sharks. Like, that's not what we're here for.
Stole his fucking ship. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You sink that shit.
Which I'm okay with alliances and like, haha, we are pirates, like camaraderie. But like, we were like, that's so nice of you to like help us. Like, here's some food for the road. Like, thank you so much. Like, we're not supposed to be like this.
Right, right.
So then I got what I wished for, right?
Oh, God.
The most toxic people show up. I've never been so heated in my entire life. They're like, run away, run away. I'm like, no. They're like firing at me as I run away. Like, we were doing a quest. I think we were going to, yeah, just a regular quest, and they pop up, or we are a fortress, I think, and they...
Like a Skelly fort?
Yeah, like a Skelly fort, yeah. And so they pop up on us, and we didn't see them coming up on us, and they blew up our ship, and then they were like, ah, shoot, so we died. And then we tried to do another one, and they show up again, right? They show up
or
again.
I would have reloaded them to another lobby.
That's what I thought. But this went on for an hour and a half. Where we would,
it does, too.
This went on for an...
What happens when you have two people going after Skelly Force?
Yeah, so we would die and we would go and go try to fight them again. They'd blow us up. We'd go and fight them and try to blow us up. And like, it would be so stupid because I can like hear them talk. They're like, this idiot trying to think. It's like, because I didn't know my game chat was on, or I didn't know how to turn it off at least. So I was like, hey guys, I'm going to go onto their ship and like put a bomb. And you go, I didn't get come up by your ship. And so, like,
shit.
So
you have party chat, then push to chat in game.
Oh, I hate it so much. And I'm chilling on my boat. We're coming up on him. I'm like, I shot one. And I was like, hey guys, I shot him. And like somebody comes up, and he's holding the bomb. And I go, oh no. Blows up. We both die. We end up in the same like death lobby. It's like the Davy Jones' ship.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, you stupid idiot. He's like, no, I heard him talking to his friend. He's like, this idiot thought, like, I heard him say, oh, no, he got a bomb. Like, and he was saying the most, obviously, like, terrible things as I'm running away. And, like,
upset.
I'm a grown man. I'm getting so mad at video game.
Triggered by these
dude. Sea of Thieves is wild.
I was triggered for
toxic
days. Dude.
For real?
I was triggered for days. I was like, couldn't sleep. I was like, I forgive them.
No!
I still have to like actively forgive them. Like I hate them. Oh wait, no. Peace.
Have I ever told my Sea of Thieves story on the podcast? I feel like I have.
Probably. A long time ago. I told mine too, because I only have one.
I have and one it was as well.
From the beta. Like,
mine was from the beta, oh, but I found the most in character people I've ever met in my life that are like hardcore, want to be the character in their game.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, probably playing with Sam.
No. This guy was like,
hi, thank
deeper,
you.
deeper than Sam.
Hi, thank
so
you.
This guy, he was the captain.
I'm the captain now.
Just so you know, he was explaining how captains worked in the pirate days. All the captain does is ring the bell and watch the map. I will do nothing but that. You're doing this. He's doing that. And this guy over here, he just plays music.
No, that's true. You need a good musician.
But
yeah.
But I'm like, hold on. So I got to go off. I got to jump off the boat, kill these guys, get on the boat again. And all you're going to do is ring the bell every 15 minutes.
Why is he ringing the bell even?
Right.
What is the bell for?
Yeah. The bell is to tell how much time you've been playing the game.
Like, what?
Like every 15 minutes he would ring the bell, and every quarter hour he would ring the bell twice. Every hour he would ring the bell three times. Like, this
that
kid.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That is
but it,
stupid.
But it was like the most immersive thing I've ever been in. Right, where it was right. Like,
so immersive.
I'm like, wait, am I a pirate?
What the fuck?
You're the only pirate. Apparently.
That's like playing
the only
Halo
person doing
with,
stuff.
The guy that does the voice for Master Chief.
Yeah.
Like, you're in it.
It was Cortana.
Was plundering this boring?
Oh my God. Damn. Dude,
I really like the sailing part. I really love, like, you know, I go, port to starboard, port to starboard. Hard to port, you know, off the port bow. Swally dogs. What are they called? Salty dogs? Scallywags. We got scallywags.
Swally dogs.
Swally dogs. We got swally dogs off the port bow. Hard to starboard. And then we would turn the starboard and we'd miss every shot, of course. Get right. Sunk and get yeah. Mad. And we'd go, well, I don't like this game.
I don't like this game.
Can we go back to GTA?
Once in a while, though, we'd, you know, we'd do really well and it'd be super rewarding. But, like, also, what is up with the scaly forts, right?
Mm-hmm.
The scaling is incredibly high. So like it goes like, oh, these skeletons are easy. All right, these ones are faster. They're a little tougher. These ones are gold. You got to shoot them with the cannons. We basically like just run around and have like our friend on the ship just shoot cannons.
Yeah, shoot cannons. Yeah.
Right.
But then the boss comes out and you're like, what are you made out of? Like,
yeah, it takes forever to kill him.
It takes literally an unfathomable amount of time to kill a boss.
It does.
Like,
and they don't even do that much damage when they hit you.
They do a lot of damage when they kill you.
I can't remember.
And I can't say that you're a higher level than me because there's no levels.
There's no levels. Yeah.
It is the thing that pisses me off the most about this. I want to be a legendary pirate.
Well, it technically it does say a rank.
Did you hear that?
So you do have ranks. So one.
There's no ranks!
Yeah, there's like one that says legendary. Like, as you go, it'll actually.
No.
It gives you rank.
Oh, you get a new cosmetic. Very cool.
I have a gold sniper, gold.
I have a gold sniper. It only cost me 75,000 gold.
75,000 gold.
Oh, it makes me so mad. I mean, you can get better at the game. And I like a lot of like the tactics and a lot of like the strategy of like, you know, off and on board going between ships and stuff like that, where like you lure them out or like you have people wait in the water and you make them think that you're on their ship. You take their ship and you fire the cannon or you blow up their ship or catch it on fire. You run to your ship and you blow them up or something like that. I love that to and fro. However, I want to be able to feel like I'm getting better at the game. On a, like a level by level, like I want to be like that guy's a level 90. He's a legend, right? Rather than like I get killed by I don't know, like a skeleton. Like I feel like I should at least a better weapon to kill skeletons with. Like I should be able to feel like I roll into like a skeleton fort and feel like no, you are in trouble. I'm not in trouble. You are in trouble. You have no idea what kind of legendary pirate I am. I'm going to mess you up.
I'm Captain Jack Sparrow.
I'm Captain Jack Sparrow. I'm the swalliest dog on the seven P's.
This is supposed to be an even playing field, Sam.
Yeah, just like in real life. Just like real life, real piracy. Everyone was on an even playing field.
The sea is flat. There's no waves. Everybody's even. It's all fair in love and war.
What was this, like, Sea of Thieves, the Tranquility Edition?
Like, thank you for coming to Sea of Thieves.
Like a hippie pirate.
Yeah. Hi, welcome to our island.
Welcome to our island, bruh.
You're searching for borrowed treasure.
Aloha, my brother. We never plunder each other. We only plunder dead people's things. It's like totally spiritual, dude. You gotta like, be there. You gotta be a part of it.
I kind
of
like nestle in the rib cage a little bit.
Yeah, you
like,
know.
I really feel like I'm them, you know?
I pull a Luke Skywalker with a tauntaun. It's kind of what you do. You cut open their corpse and crawl inside.
You know,
and then you pretend you're them. That's why we have peg legs.
I don't know why we hate the skeletons, you know?
Skeletons are just like trying to defend their keep. You
when
know?
You
like,
when you come down to it, everybody's a skeleton.
Dude, everyone's on. Yeah, exactly. So really, we should treat them like brothers.
You know, you I know saw a saying? Picture on the
What's
internet.
What's the difference between flesh and bone?
Yeah. I saw a picture on the internet where it was two skeletons and they're kissing. It's like, you can't tell who's who.
You just can't tell who's who. What's going on?
So I think we should really just like come together as a pirate community.
As one, yeah.
What did I do?
Just love each other.
Like, I don't know what Davy Jones' problem is. Yeah. You know? Like, we're just all trying to love each other up in here.
Davy Jones is the most sass. Like, I freaking talk to him. He just stares at me. I hate him. Another thing about Sea of Thieves that I actually, the most immersive thing about Sea of Thieves is that, like, the sea. Really good the graphics, obviously, for the sea. They went, like, the water looks nice.
Beautiful.
Sea is in the name. They had to make sure
diving,
they got that right.
Diving down, I get terrified. I'm like,
Yeah, same experience I would get in real life if I were to jump into an ocean.
It's just
actually,
so
I'd
fast.
Be more scared in real life jumping into the middle of an ocean.
Yeah, Rachel keeps trying to get me to play Subnautica.
I'd be done.
And, like, I don't even like the part in Bioshock where you swim to shore.
There's a movie called Sanctum.
Yeah,
which I've seen, which is about professional scuba diver underwater cave divers.
Okay.
Oh my god, it's a thriller movie, and I've never felt so claustrophobic in my life.
Bro, I've got a couple movies.
It was the worst experience. Like, it's a great movie. I highly suggest people watch it, but if you don't handle claustrophobia very well, it's very tough to watch.
Is it a water thing?
It's a water thing. Okay. It's a water thing in tight space. So, like, imagine, like, super tight spaces, and then those tight spaces also filling up with water about to suffocate you.
Imagine you're...
That's how it is. It's like, get out!
Imagine
like,
a bubble tea, but you're the bubble, and you're inside a straw. Yeah.
A curvy straw, right?
Bubble tea is the most amazing thing on Earth.
It's disgusting. I actually really
don't
like
bubble tea.
It depends
on which one did you try.
I had like bubble gum or something.
Okay, you got to get the ones actually, not the tapioca balls, but they're like strawberry and they're like, there's like fluid on the inside.
Oh, okay. I like those. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's not like that. It's not like the stuff you got to chew.
Boba tea.
Boba tea, yeah.
Oh, I had boba tea then. Oh no, I had bubble tea and he had boba tea.
I don't know the difference. I thought they were
just like
the
boba.
Same.
I think it's called boba.
Boba.
I've never had either of them.
I think you might be right.
See, there's boba tea and Django tea. They're two different.
No, right? Boba. It's actually funny because I went to
boba is Django.
I went to a place called I guess it doesn't matter. It's a restaurant not near where I live called the Hoppy Gnome.
Okay.
And they have a brewery and they have a drink called Boba's Bounty. Which is a strawberry lemonade with strawberry boba.
Okay.
Best drink I've ever, like, it's so good.
And then what?
Like, you guys make this
in
like a margarita? Like, that's some tequila? Or
I feel like that gave you a chunky
burp. You have a Django drink?
No. It's just a Boba's Bounty, okay? That's the only boba tea they had.
That makes sense.
It was really good.
Bounty Hunter? Yeah.
But at the mall, over at the mall, they have, they have good bubble tea there,
okay.
Which is the same. I get the strawberry limeade.
Is it in the mall? The
strawberry boba. Huh?
Is it
it's
in
inside
the mall?
The mall. Yeah, okay. It's one of those stands.
This is one that's not in the mall as well, and I've been to neither of them.
There's an Asian market that does one near me, but they have the tapioca balls, and they also make it like a frothy smoothie. I did not like it. It tasted so disgusting. It was not good.
I've told this story before, but there's nothing like a 98-degree day, and you feel sick to your stomach. You're like, refreshing bubble tea. And you take a sip, and you're like, that's tapioca. And it's warm, and you go, I'm going to throw up all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah, you probably had the bad stuff. Yeah, you gotta make sure you ask.
I don't drink any of that. I mean,
nothing but the tapioca. Just never get the tapioca.
I'm going to try boba tea, I guess. Yeah, I like tea a lot.
I'll go bring some next time.
What were we talking about before that? Sea thieves? Or?
You start talking about the sea, and then you start talking about boba.
Yeah.
Or, no, claustrophobic.
You guys,
watch Descent and watch, or don't watch Descent. Movies not to watch. Don't watch Descent. and don't watch. Well, I think The Cave. The Cave is a little bit of that underwater claustrophobia thing.
And then what's the other one I mentioned?
Sanctum.
Sanctum. That's a good movie, though.
Yeah. I'll play it again, but if I meet those guys again and they start making fun of me,
I'm fucking done.
Yeah,
I'll do that right now.
I'll be not a nice pirate. Oh, also, it would be really cool if they had bounties in Sea of Thieves. Am I the only one that really likes the bounty systems in any game?
They kind of have bounties, so they have like the king player, I think, and they can be seen on the map, like the person who's had the most kills or done the most. It'll show them on the maps. If you look for like a red ship, that's usually an enemy team that I think is either a bounty or they just have one of the, like, they
that's
just
what
tend
I would
to
like.
Kill people a lot.
I would like
you
renown. Could,
yeah, look up stuff like that.
And I want something to show for all the game I've played of this game. So, like, if I have played 100 hours and I have
What about a Sea of Thieves Battle Pass?
No, listen.
All right, no
you stop. Just
so, to do that, you have to play all the events and. Bro, I got this rare thing that was only out for 2 days. Were you here then? I didn't think so.
But once you go away, it's gone. It never comes back to your ship.
No. That
stays a cosmetic.
Like a cosmetic thing.
Gotcha.
Like, I played one of those 2 days. Did you? Didn't think so. I'm the best pirate around.
That's how Paladins does it for skins. Yeah. It's a timed thing.
But with the Paladins skin thing, it's like, but did you get it?
If I've played 1,000 hours and I have nothing to show, like no gain other than cosmetics, like I'm on the same level as someone who just started the game and has nothing, and I've played 1,000 hours, I should be like their grandpappy, like their granddaddy.
Well, you don't think that would like do something to the meta of the game? Because I think the kind of what Troy was saying, I mean, we made a joke about the Sea of Tranquility, but like that's by design, right?
That's what,
like,
they've made it.
They want the Sea of Tranquility?
No, they want it to be salty sea dogs going at it, but they want it to be where nobody is like OP and can just do it all.
Mm. Well, I mean, what about like leveling servers? Like server owned, and then you can't really
skill-based match.
It might as well be leveled then, yeah. Okay, then
cheat that stuff.
No, in gunfight it works.
I feel like if that's
the
case,
never seen to get 15 wins in a row, or 10, for that matter.
Yeah, I mean, it does make sense. Tactics and just strategy will win. If you played 1,000 hours,
you
got to get used to the combat system and the sailing and combining both of those things.
That's true.
Because if your team doesn't have that locked in.
But
yeah.
Then you fight.
But there is a lot of communication that goes on between in Sea of Thieves, and that's what I really enjoy about it.
Yeah.
A lot of teamwork involved. Everybody's got a part they got to play. Yeah. I love Sea of Thieves with a burning. I wish I had a solid crew to play it with.
Dude, I love.
We're right here.
Everybody.
Yeah, we're right
Sea of Thieves
here.
Tonight.
Oh, man.
Shoot.
Midnight.
Let's leave now.
I can't wait to have us yell at each other for, like, oh, I thought you were looking out, make sure we weren't running into rocks.
I'm the bell guy.
Yeah, I think Ryan would just want to jump off all the time and start fighting stuff. He'd like, the Megalodon would be like swimming next to the, swimming next to the ship.
I'm going to go shoot it with my
jumps off with his sword.
Dude, the funnest
got my
thing.
My blunderbuss out.
Shotgun in the.
The
giant shark.
Funnest thing to do is like, oh, that looks like a problem. Like Megalodon swim up in your ship or a crack, and you just look at an island and go, poof, you just like jet out of there.
Yeah, he just says,
have fun with the ship. Come pick me up when you
have
die.
Have you ever harpooned anybody?
No.
That's fun. You can harpoon your teammates.
Oh.
So if you point at them, you shoot them, you actually pull them to the ship. So if they have treasure, you can actually harpoon them up so they don't have to carry the treasure onto the ship.
That's litty.
Yep.
That makes sense.
That's a little friendly tip for you.
Okay.
They just added
on the Sea of Tranquility. We have now added a new friend.
It's actually, I don't think it's that new. I can't remember when it's actually been a couple months since I've played, so.
They've added a lot of stuff.
Colin, we've got Galaga on here, and then Sam had Godzilla versus King Kong.
Mm-hmm.
How much do we want to touch on that?
I have just a few things to say about King Kong versus Godzilla.
You can.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so imagine you bring the dream team together. You got Michelangelo on visual effects, right? You've got Hans Zimmer had a baby with Mozart for music, right?
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
Okay, so they're making the Sistine Chapel, and they've got the choir ready. and they go, here's the script, and they hire an eighth grader to write the script. It's like, it's like literally they're reading off of cardboard signs that are held like a football length away. Like football foot, a football field? Okay. A football rink away. Right? Wait, it's insane. Confused. They're talking like they can't understand what their lines are actually supposed to be. It's like, it's like they have a question mark at sometimes. It's like,
really?
Is that a question? I don't know. It feels really clunky, the lines and stuff. And the story, obviously, I mean, it's big.
It's Godzilla versus King Kong. Like, how fucking story do you want it to be?
Yeah,
you're there really for the spectacle, man.
And I've noticed this not so much in the first one with Godzilla, but definitely the second one, where, like, the story was, like, non-existent, basically. The story was, obviously, let them fight. Each one is let them fight, let them fight, let right. them fight. But, I don't know. I found, like, plot holes and, like, stuff like that with them. I mean, in King Kong and stuff was, I don't know. It was predictable, but I was having a very fun time, like, watching these two duke it out. I really love, like, my boy Godzilla, like, his contribution to the movie.
Sure.
I think
sure.
he should have won an award.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Like a Grammy?
Yes, like a Grammy.
Most
for loudest scream
yeah.
in a track. Because Grammys are for music.
But probably most importantly, it got me juiced up from, like, when I was watching Godzilla when I was a kid, and, like, I was, like, looking up all the monsters and stuff. I was like, I hate that one. That one looks stupid. That one's really cool. That one looks metal. Like, it was really fun. Like, we were going over all these different Godzilla monsters and stuff and, like, looking at the trash ones. I watched some Godzilla YouTube later that night.
I really liked that first rebooted Godzilla movie, 2014,
dude.
I want to say, something like that. It was a while ago.
Dude, that trailer gives me goosebumps still with the...
And that's the one with Bryan Cranston, right?
Yeah, Cranberry.
And then the second one has Millie Bobby Brown in it.
Oh.
I'm asking a question.
I'm not a big fan of Millie Bobby Brown.
Really?
No.
I mean, she's great in Stranger Things, but...
She's great in Stranger Things, but it feels like you're here because you're in Stranger Things. That's why you're here.
Yeah, I kind of get that.
It's like, hey, you're the girl from Stranger Things. And that's why you're here.
That's why the kid that played Anakin went to prison, so...
What? Because he was from Stranger Things?
No, because he was from Star Wars, and that's the only thing people knew him by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
I'm gonna...
Ruins a lot of people's careers, actually.
I mean, she was also... She also did Enola Holmes on Netflix.
Yeah, I heard that was
really
good.
Mm-hmm. I liked it. It's a really good movie.
It's just... I don't know. It feels
so,
like...
But you watch this...
the kid from Deadpool's in it, too.
Oh really? That a little annoying Firefist. Kid.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He was so annoying in that. He kind of reminded me of what's that actress's name?
Yes, yes. Amy. From Pitch Perfect.
What's her... No.
Rebel Wilson.
Rebel Wilson, yes. Yep.
Is that the girl from Pitch Perfect?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's who it reminds me of. Rebel Wilson. They have the same accent.
Yeah, New Zealand.
The New Zealand accent.
Yeah. Same face.
Yep.
The same face.
Sort of.
Same face.
Are you saying all people from New Zealand look the same?
No, I'm definitely
That is
not
definitely
that.
Not what I'm saying. I'm saying those two particular people have the same face.
Taika Waititi looks nothing like them.
Actually, maybe I gotta look up a picture.
Oh my God.
No, I'm
but
wrong.
But Sam, you watch this on Discord, right? Like you had a movie night with your friends?
That's cool. You don't have virtual movie nights when all your friends
Not
grow
one
up
time.
And go
I've
to
never,
school and like nope. move away from the state and you want to hang out like
I'm
every day?
I'm to the point now where most of my friends have kids.
Mm-hmm.
So like
I sold their computers
them.
For diapers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Question.
Exactly. Go ahead.
You have friends besides us right here?
Wow. It's a low ball, Troy.
Listen, let's bring you back to the Sea of Tranquility.
I mean, I just...
Hey, it sounds like he's trying to get his ship sunk in Sea of Thieves.
Yeah, it does sound like that.
I think we should gang up on Troy.
Wait, why? I'm just... I don't have any friends.
Throwing shade at another pod person.
Another
rude. No, I'm not.
You are?
No, I'm asking...
You just said you were surprised that Sam has friends.
No, I'm asking...
That's what I heard.
There's other people
I don't
that you so. Have friends that are not
yourself,
on this podcast.
He's digging himself a hole.
Because I don't have any other friends besides you guys.
Right, there it is.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so this is an intervention for Troy.
Let it out.
We love you too.
We just had to guide him to the right spot.
Release
the
Kraken. Release the Kraken.
Wait.
Here's a poker
why
chip.
Why are you still being mean to me?
For the next AA meeting, bud.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Discord thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, it's a really cool thing. I think my friend thought of it. We've got a list of movies, right? And we vote on it. So there's movie nights during the week. Sometimes it's like, it's at least once a week, at least.
Wow.
So we have maybe a couple movie nights a week.
Yeah.
Sometimes like three.
Wow.
But we have a big list of movies, and we go, which one we want to watch tonight? We start like a poll, like A, B, C, D, E, vote for them, and we... You know, it's kind of funny because you'll like see people vote for the movie. They don't show up for the movie. So we got a bunch.
You guys are watching Alice in Wonderland again. Fuck you.
That's the rule. No kids movies. No kids movies. Okay. No Disney Pixar.
How about the Johnny Depp one, man?
Oh. Yeah, no kids movies.
Yeah, no kids movies. Johnny Depp only does kids movies.
Oh, okay.
Just kidding. That's definitely a lie.
But yeah, Sweeney Todd was a kids movie.
So... the voting works, though?
Oh, yeah, it works, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty seamless. I mean, if you vote for it, I mean, you nominate it first. So people will nominate the movies they want from the list. And they'll go, like, I want this movie. I want Kung Pao, which hasn't been nominated yet. I want... I put Kung Pao in there.
Yeah, okay.
I added that on the list.
No one else remembers that movie.
right? I assume that's from the movie.
I assume
it is from the movie. Yeah, so we vote on it. We basically, it's a little hard sometimes because, you know, the quality isn't great going over Discord, and sometimes our friend's internet is not the best, so like kind of lags out a bit. But there's a commentary section in Discord, so like we type instead of like, because it's got to be really annoying having everybody talk like, ha 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 ha.
I wondered that. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have like a commentary section, so you type in, you go, ha ha, that's a funny moment, right, guys? Or like reminds me of this and. We have these different emotes for Discord. Obviously, if you've got like a Discord server, you've got a bunch of like custom emotes. So very applicable for some scenes, you know.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a good time, you know. It starts really late though for me, which is my problem because I gotta be like either I kill my sleep schedule, or I
kill the schedule.
I just cut the movie short and I go to bed not knowing.
But do that.
You know, as far as movies, like how they proceed, like usually I cut it off right when things are going great. And so I like to pretend like, that's the end of the movie.
Oh, wow.
It's like, before the big problem.
How many movies have you not seen the end of?
Like maybe a handful, like five or six.
All right.
But I mean, I don't show up to everyone. Definitely not.
I usually, if I fall asleep during a movie, I'll definitely try to rewind it to the last thing I remember.
Right.
But
that would be terrible with me.
I will never watch a movie and then shut it off and then go to bed. It would only be if I actually fell asleep while I was out there. Like I would never be like, yeah, I'm tired. I'm going to stop watching this. Like that would never.
No, you just fall asleep.
I have to sometimes. Like Rachel wants to keep watching or is already asleep. And but depending on one of those two things, I'm like, okay, let's go to bed.
I usually call it when it's like, I'm watching, and I'm like, this happens with anime all the time, where I'm like watching, and I'm like, I'll fall asleep. I go, frick, I rewind it like 15 seconds, and I fall asleep again. I rewind it 15 seconds, I fall asleep again. Like, if that's happening, it's not worth watching.
No, you're not going to get anywhere. All right, we have to call this a episode.
Yep.
For Crazy Train of
that's
Thought.
That's the thing.
We're going to end it. This particular segment, for those of you sticking around on the stream, we'll be right back with some game hype. But for those of you listening on audio, thank you for joining us today.
Check out Game Hype.
That's on Spotify and a few other platforms. It's not on all of them yet. I've got to work that out with Anchor. But thank you, Troy, for being here. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Colin. We'll be on hopefully next week for another episode of Crazy Train of Thought. You can email us if you had any comments, concerns. Hit us up on Twitter.
We had a YouTube comment this week.
YouTube comment, yep. Had a YouTube comment on last week's episode. That was good. So, keep them coming. We'll be right back with some game hype, and see you later to the audio people.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
That's all, folks.
What the fuck?